Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me for the broadcast today. The last number of broadcasts have been concentrating on an area that's of extreme importance in our Christian walk, and that is understanding spiritual warfare. We want to understand how our adversary operates, how he works, and even if we walk with the Lord any number of years, it's important that we refresh ourselves, that we understand that we don't reach a certain level of maturity and then the devil just stops attacking. He becomes more subtle, perhaps, in his strategies, yet we are never going to be free from his attacks. In fact, sometimes the closer we are to the Lord, the greater our destiny, the more severe and concentrated are his attacks. Look at all that the Apostle Paul went through, and yet we don't have to fear. We hear the words immortalized by Paul as he wrote much of the New Testament, that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so it's my heart's desire, it's the heart's desire of the Lord, that we can be victorious. And if we don't understand, we might feel like we're like a little child. What does the word counsel us? Well, in James, he tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He doesn't accuse, he doesn't condemn you, doesn't make you feel foolish, but he'll do that. It shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, tossed with the wind and driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. No wonder then, beloved, that Satan attacks our thought life so viciously and so violently. If we are unsound in our thought life, well, we're unproductive, we're unhappy, we're easily persuaded to throw in the towel at life's problems, and we will always have challenges and problems in this life. Jesus said, in this world we will have tribulation, but Paul told us that we're not to be conformed to this world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That means we're not to adopt ourselves to its external, shallow, and depthless customs. In order to conform, we have to become similar in form or character and actually be consumed into its total form and style. The Bible tells us that we are to be transformed from this world. How do we do that? By having our minds renewed, which means we don't think the same way. You know, it's very possible that we can have habitual thinking. Sometimes the small daily tasks that we're involved in, they become habits. There's a certain comfort to them. We know we get up in the morning, there's a certain pattern of things we do as we wake up. Well, sometimes our mental processes are the same way. We can have habit patterns of thought. But beloved, if they don't line up with the Word of God, they have to go. And over the years, various teachings and attitudes have entrenched themselves in our religious life. And one of the most satanic, inhibiting attitudes in some religious circles is to get your heart right with God, but don't worry about your mind. Yet, beloved, everything we do as human beings is, in order for us to function, it's controlled by the thought processes of our minds. The Word of God tells us in 1 Peter 1 and 13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's God's heart's desire, that we grow in revelation and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many of us can be like a small rowboat that's cast on the ocean in the midst of a mighty storm. Our thought life can sometimes be like that. We're just tossed about with every way the wind's blowing, it seems. Sometimes these same dear souls can get up in the morning with their minds so full of negative thoughts, or they go to bed at night so occupied with these thoughts they can't sleep or rest properly. Whatever thoughts are attended to in our minds, it determines the kind of day we have, as well as the kind of person that we are. Beloved, it is not God's will for you to be distracted or distraught in your mind. We're told in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, verse 7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We're subject to all kinds of thoughts. And if we live our lives like a boat blown free from its mooring, beloved, we're going to have problems. We bob up and down with whatever wave happens. Sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down. But always, it seems, we're in constant turmoil. You've probably experienced that, or you know people who are continually like that. Beloved, I have known Christians that they love the Lord, they walk with God for decades, and yet they have not walked in victory. They are constantly in turmoil. There's one battle after another. And beloved, that's not God's pattern for us. We'll always be tested, but there should be growth. There should be change. The Word of God says that we're changed from glory to glory. We cannot stagnate. We can't stand still. If we do, we start sliding back. That's a spiritual law. Just like the natural law of physics, you know, the things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. The things at rest tend to stay at rest. We can't nullify God's natural laws, just like we can't nullify His spiritual laws. Beloved, you and I are a product of our thought life. You know, if we get up in the morning and think everyone on our job is mad at us, if we start allowing those thoughts to take root, you can be sure when you get to work, your very own actions and attitude to your fellow workers will generate exactly the negative response that you imagined in your mind. And you actually give action and life to those thoughts. Beloved, Satan sends thoughts like razor-sharp darts that seem to come from nowhere. And of course, we think it's our own thought. He doesn't want us to recognize it's coming from him. But beloved, the Christian who takes control of their thought life recognizes immediately that the thought which brings instability to our thought life, that brings fear and doubt, that that's not from God. Those thoughts that create confusion in our mind are not from God. God's not the author of confusion. They are from the evil one. One simple rule to remember when you're taking control of your thought life is simply to remember that very thought. God's not the author of confusion. Anything, beloved, that robs you of peace of mind should be handled immediately or as soon as you possibly can. And I want to stress, I want to emphasize, the situation should be handled immediately. Putting off facing up to a problem, a situation, or circumstance, it only gives strength to the problem. It doesn't give strength to you. And here's some suggestions that the devil uses against us. You know, since we're all sinners and we're in desperate need of salvation, we each know how really bad we were before we came to Christ. Now, God not only forgives us our sins, but He also forgets every one of them. We have genuinely experienced the new birth. All of our sins are completely forgotten and remembered against us no more. That's what the Bible says. The Bible uses the term put into a sea of forgetfulness. Praise God for His love and mercy. However, Satan not only knows our old pattern and way of life, he was the author of it. He encourages it. He remembers it all. So when things haven't gone well and you're tired and you're frustrated, Satan sends one of his dart thoughts, reminding you of that one thing you did way back when you were a sinner that you were really ashamed of, and attempts to plant your thought, that thought, in your consciousness that you're so unworthy of God's love. And, beloved, if you entertain that thought, if you don't recognize that it's the devil, it seems to stick in your mind like glue. You attempt to push it out of your mind, but it won't budge. You feel a little agitated, and you kind of sigh a sigh of resignation. Then it really hits home, and you start feeling like you really are a million miles away from God. You know, you really believe that God loves you, yet at the same time, you feel almost compelled to hide your face from God, as it were, because of those feelings of remorse, and that fear just goes stronger and stronger, that condemnation, that guilt. And then Satan tells you, why don't you just give up trying to live the Christian life? And beloved, unless you begin to act with the authority that has been given to you by Jesus, you begin to accept his big lie. Many people at this point throw up their hands and their Christian commitment in despair, and they simply go out and sin. And beloved, God doesn't want that for you. When a child of God is under this kind of attack, he has to bind that thought and suggestion. Matthew 18 and 19. You have to tell Satan that you rebuke him in the name of Jesus and use the authority of Holy Scripture, the sword of the Spirit. And because you've taken your stand against Satan's attack, the Holy Spirit abiding in you quickens you and carries out the spoken command you gave to Satan. The reason it's essential we really know the Word of God and have it hidden in our hearts is that the Holy Spirit will bring the right word of authority to your remembrance, and the word is effected in victory because Jesus is the Word, and at his command where the world's made, he is the Logos of God, and as a Christian, he's given you power over all power of the enemy. Luke 10 and 19. Well, beloved, I could go on, but my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at the same time, and also know that you can listen anytime at the unveilchrist.org website for your convenience. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayers, your financial help. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, yeah.